I was taught many years ago by an old coach the five P's of life. Proper preparation prevents poor performance. So in fact, if you prepare for college free agency the way that you prepare for the draft, you follow that plan, what you should get, and this is from a larger perspective, if you can get 2, 3, 4 free agents to make your roster, again, that's how you develop those things. That's why you turn, when I told you all, you turn over every rock. That's what I mean by turning over every rock. You dig out that. I find in free agency, especially in college free agency, that's where the value and the worth of a good scout comes into place. Because once you evaluate the evaluator, the scout, and his ability to churn up players like that, that's when you know you got good scouts. You have trust in your scouts. This bunch here, they have that. There's some guys here that I have a good feel for. So we'll go into the 2013 draft after we make that seventh round selection. We'll then prepare for college free agency. We'll wait for the end of round 7. I guess that's 254th pick. Then we'll begin the process. And rest assured, what do you call that, Chief Kingdom, all the people in the kingdom, we'll have our plan together and we'll try to do the best thing we possibly can, and we will do that.